Okay. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's call on Buddhas and Butterflies, where we're working with integration with breathwork. Yay. So as we get set up for our journey, getting comfy cozy in a laying position, perhaps seated, taking that breath through the mouth, vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales without pauses. And as we journey today, as always, your no is always welcome here. So if at any point in time you want to back off the practice, taking the breath through to the nose or releasing that altogether and letting that go. I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to set an intention for today. And then as you become aware of that intention, I'm going to invite you to actually open the mouth, dropping the jaw, and allowing the back of the teeth, the back of the jaw, as much as the front of the teeth, the front of the jaw, to open. Sometimes we open just the front and the back ends up actually getting tighter. Just taking note of that. And as you begin to open up the jaw and connect your breath through the open mouth, dry mouth is normal, it happens, and it will go away within the first few minutes, typically speaking. Unless you continually try to swallow or grab water, in which case it doesn't work typically so well. Okay? Then we end up getting caught up in that cycle. And as you take that breath to your intention, know that I'm available here at any point in time. If you need extra support in the chat feature, feel free to reach out. Okay. And as we open that jaw potentially just a little wider now, creating a little bit of spaciousness. Almost open that jaw just to the point of discomfort, maybe just that edge of discomfort here. And allowing for that breath to continue to flow, you'll begin to hear music. Vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales, breath without pause. Thank you for calling this medicine in. Thank you for gathering here today. We ask that all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, gather here with us today, hold this space safe and sacred, nourishing us, guiding us, protecting us as we journey today with through breath. We give thanks for this opportunity to be here together in all these ways, and thank you to all of those that have come before, that have walked these lands, that have stewarded them and allowed for ourselves to be here, for our ancestors to be here. Thank you. And thank you to your ancestors, to your lineages, and thank you to all of those yet to come. We thank you for the gift of you. Thank you. We ask that today, this journey offer us movement from death to immortality, from ignorance to truth, from the unreal to the real. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. And as you breathe, I'm going to invite you to also locate something that feels good inside of you, something that feels good for you to be with. Perhaps it's a part of your body that feels just delightful right now, or simply neutral. Perhaps there's a memory, a time of something that was pleasant, or perhaps there was a time in which you felt most like yourself. As you touch in on that goodness that you found for yourselves, I invite you to savor it, to savor it, to appreciate it, to drink it in. And as you do so, breathing it in, breathing it in, breathing it all the way through you, breathing it all the way through you. And wherever it goes is perfect. So, not directing, forcing, governing, or managing, but in essence, allowing yourself to take the hands off the wheel. And let the breath guide all that goodness through wherever it needs to be in this moment. Allowing. Simply just allowing. What is it to take your hands off the wheel and simply allow the breath to take you where it needs to go? Thank you for honoring this breath in all the ways, in all the ways. And as you continue to savor that goodness by means of breathing it in and through you, noticing anything else that happens inside of you that feels good to be with. Anything that seems to unfold in your body mind that feels good. And continuing to savor all that feels pleasant, even neutral. All that feels pleasant, even neutral in here. That's the way you're doing great with this breath. And as you breathe here, see if you can bring your chin into slightly more of a neutral position, not tipping so far back that it strains the throat, but not having it tucked all the way down either. See if you can elevate your chin. And if there's a pillow underneath you, you're welcome to take that out and just explore what it's like to breathe without that. And that'll alter the chin position. It'll also tend to open up some structures physically. And allow for more room to have spaciousness of flow through you. So feel free to try it out and see what you think. And you can always put the pillow back if it doesn't do delightful things for you. But if you're open to it, taking out the pillow and allowing for that head position to become open and neutral in its way. As you stay with the vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales, I'm going to invite you to get really curious, to get really, really curious here. I'm going to invite you to get really curious about what it is to please others, what it is to think that we are required, we must please and be pleasing to everyone else around us. In order to be potentially accepted, liked, or survive. And looking at all the ways that you're potentially compromising yourself as you, in favor of honoring what it is, feels right and true for you, might get replaced by thinking that you need to put someone else ahead of you. Getting really curious about all the ways that your people pleasing shows up. And noticing what happens in your body, where you feel it in your body, what it feels like in your body as you do so. And breathing into that awareness that your body already knows. Your body already has all this information stored within it. So this is really a matter of letting the body unfold and share what it has with you. And as we breathe, the body's wisdom begins to float up, begins to surface, and provides awareness for you around what's here. And what's here might feel all sorts of different ways, and allowing whatever needs to be here to simply be here, just as it is. Put another way, if something feels unpleasant, that doesn't make it a bad thing. It actually means that this information is here for you to be with, to sit with. And as you sit within it, it may offer you more information. There might be insights. There may be a reason that this is still here, lingering in your awareness. I wonder what it might mean to truly accept all of you. To truly accept all of you.
Just beginning to notice. So, part of how you people please also involves abandoning yourself. Just noticing that. Noticing if part of how you people please involves abandoning yourself. And if you found that that is true for you, for those of you that is true, that as you please others, you abandon yourself, I wonder what it might mean to reclaim you, to call in your energy again from all the places, all the spaces that it got put out there by means of breathing, by means of breathing, calling it in and receiving it right back through you, to you, within you. And if it feels right, if it feels right, you can even put your arms into that, reaching out for all those parts of you that are out there and drawing them back through into you, into your body. You can do that a few times, as much as feels right for you, reaching out with your arms, grabbing those parts of you that you may have put out there, that you might have abandoned out there, and drawing them back in. And as you bring them back in, like we would receive a little one with all the love, all the tenderness, all the care, all the kindness, drawing you back to you by means of breathing and loving, breathing and loving, receiving yourselves, calling yourselves back home again. Calling yourselves back home again. It's time. It's time. And you're ready. You're ready. You can take this in just a little more. Drawing it all in. Drawing it all in. That's the way. You're doing great. You're doing great. Receiving yourselves. And noticing how that feels in the body to have you back in here. What a relief, what a relief. By means of breathing, getting reacquainted with you. I'm going to invite you, if you're open to it, to take yourselves out on a first date. exploring with curiosity what's here. It might even be a little awkward, as first dates can be at times. You're welcome to ever so slightly, if you're open to it and it feels right for you, to pick up the pace of your breath. If you've got space for it, picking up the pace of your breath, putting a little gas on the fire. If things are already plenty intense enough, then staying right where you are with the breath and remembering you can back off. But if you've got space for it, I'm going to invite you to pick up the pace of your breath just a little bit more. As you breathe into the fullness of you, breathing into the fullness of you. What is it to welcome all of you? What is it to welcome all of yourself? Just as you are, just as you are. Opening yourself up to feel just a little bit more. And reminding yourself that whatever's coming, I can feel this and I can be with this. I can feel this and I can be with this. And it's okay if it gets intense. It's okay if it gets intense at times. I can be with that too. I'm right here with you. I'm right here with you. We get to navigate this together. We get to navigate this together. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here. I'm right here. Intensity passes. Intensity passes. Even when things are a lot, even when things are a lot, you still get to breathe and be here. You get to still breathe and be right here. I see you, I see you. I see you. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your bravery. Thank you for your courage. And thank you for your bravery. And thank you for being with yourselves. Thank you for all the connection that you found here within you. What is it to breathe into that just a little deeper? All that connection, all the parts of you that you reclaimed, remembering they're still here. If you're open to it, letting all those parts of you know, hey, it's not your job to please me. It is not your job to please me. It is not your job to please me. And from wherever we learn that from, and perhaps our family lines, our cultures, our societies, you get to hand that back. Get to hand that back for all the parts of you that are ready to let that go. For all the parts that are really ready to no longer have the job of needing to be pleasing. They're ready to lay that down. They need to hand that back from where that came through the family lines or anywhere else. And as it gets handed back, as it gets handed back, handing it back to the higher selves, handing it back to the higher selves. And then those folks, they get to hand it back from where they got it from to their higher selves, to that person's higher self. And so on and so forth, so on and so forth. You get to go all the way back. Going all the way back, all the way through, all the way back, and all the way through. All the way back, all the way back, all the way back, and all the way through. Until until it reaches Source itself. And as it reaches Source, it begins to disintegrate. You might even see it burn up, turn to ash. You might pour water on it. You might release it through the winds to air. Or it may get buried in the earth. And ultimately, whether it's burned, watered, blown away, ultimately it ends up at some point on the earth. And as it lands on the earth, it becomes a seed, And all of that previous pain becomes like fertilizer as you've offered it to the earth, like a blessing. The earth receives that as nourishment. And it uses that nourishment to begin to support this seed in growing and coming alive. And as the seed grows, watch, see, notice what it turns into, what comes alive here. And know that as this grows, this too becomes an offering for you and your ancestors to receive nourishment again. Thank goodness, there's something that nourishes us and the ancestors alike. Offering this as a gift, a blessing to yourselves, to your family lines. To all of your ancestors. May this goodness live on. May this goodness live on and through. What a delight, what a delight. I can take that in. I can take that in just a little deeper now. As an offering to all of those that have come before, as well as for myself, as well as for me, because I'm right here and I get to have this too.
Mm-hmm.
Resting in wisdom, resting in their wisdom, resting in the wisdom of your body, of your mind. What if resting here was a way of offering yourself love? Resting, resting, loving, loving, feeling all that comes with this. Resting in wisdom, in this body mind is a form of love. What if grieving was its own form of love? What if grieving was its own form of love? And what if all of this was love and at times in an interesting disguise? What if it was all only love. What if it was all only love? Offering love to this body of yours. And resting, dropping the practice of the breath, dropping the practice of the breath, and allowing yourself to simply rest and be. When you're ready, gently rolling, if you're laying down, gently rolling to one side or the other. Beginning to deepen the breath and introduce small movements to fingers and toes, eyes, ears, and nose as you do so. And as you rest here, just another minute or two, I'm going to invite you to play back your experience in reverse, starting at the end, all the way back to when you hopped onto your device and connected to Zoom today, or connected to the recording, either way. Beginning to play it back in your mind in reverse order. And offering yourself any particular reflections, contemplations. Just spending the next minute or two. And then at that juncture, in a couple minutes, I'll invite in some shares. For those of you listening to the recording, you're welcome to share your experience with me. Feel free to send me an email, a Facebook message to my personal account, Allison Bachmeier. To the Instagram account, same name, Allison Bachmeier, or any other way that you get a hold of me is great. And for those of you present here live on the call, I'm going to invite us to share just a little bit. I'll stop the recording here.